KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Recapping some Saturday volleyball for you, one of the volleyball tournaments held on the weekend, the CAM softball tournament held over in Anita. In the pool play in Pool 1, Riverside, Panorama, and CAM all went 2-1 on the day, while Orient Maxburg was 0-3. In the second pool, it was Adair Casey Guthrie Center going 3-0, Peyton Sherdan 2-1, Iowa Christian 1-2, and Woodbine 0-3. The top two teams in each of those pools moved on to the semifinals, and in the semis, it was ACGC defeating Panorama in two straight games, while Riverside took 2 out of 3 from Peyton Sherdan to move on to the championships. In the championship match, it was ACGC winning the title as the Chargers beat Riverside 2 in a row. 25-12, 25-13 were the game scores as ACGC captures the CAM volleyball tournament title on Saturday. As the Big 12 Conference weighs expanding by as many as 4 schools, conference officials are also considering where to go as the Big 12 brings back its title game in football, with Kansas City angling to draw that contest. City sports officials tell the Kansas City Star that they put together a solid bid for the game and they want the event for the community and the fans. While it's not known what other cities have put in bids, Houston apparently is not among the suitors. A TV station in Houston reports NRG Stadium is already hosting the Southwestern Athletic Conference title game on the same days as the first 3 years of the Big 12's bid cycle. The SWAC also has the first right of refusal for the following 3 years. Big 12 officials are slated to meet next week, with expansion expected to be among the items on their agenda. In NFL play yesterday, Tom Brady could prompt every NFL head coach to bench their starting quarterbacks for the first 4 games of the season. Fresh off a 4-game suspension for his involvement in deflating footballs, Brady connected on his first 3 passes while engineering a touchdown drive on his opening possession in the New England Patriots' 33-13 rout of winless Cleveland. The 2-time NFL Most Valuable Player completed 28 of his 40 passes for 406 yards and 3 touchdowns. Brady said afterward that there was definite rust in his game following a 5-week layoff. However, his numbers would have been gaudier if his receivers hadn't dropped 3 passes or if he hadn't been pulled with 6 minutes left and the Pats up 17. Tight end Martellus Bennett grabbed the 3 touchdown passes. Chris Hogan had 4 receptions for 114 yards, and Rob Gronkowski caught 5 passes for 109 yards. Meanwhile, the Browns lost yet another starting quarterback to injury as Cody Kessler was knocked out in the first half with rib and chest injuries, making Charlie Whitehurst the 5th QB to take a snap for Cleveland in 5 games. The Patriots are 4-1 after bouncing back from last Sunday's loss to Buffalo. The Browns 0-5. At 5-0, the Minnesota Vikings are the league's only undefeated team after Sam Bradford threw for 271 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 31-13 win over Houston. Adam Thielen caught a touchdown pass from Bradford to cap Minnesota's opening drive and finished with a career-high 127 yards. The Vikings' defense proved too much for Houston quarterback Brock Osweiler as he completed just 19 of 42 passes for 184 yards. The Broncos hadn't lost since last December 20th before Matt Ryan threw for 267 yards and a touchdown to lead the Falcons' 23-16 triumph in Denver. The 4-1 Broncos gave up big plays to Tevin Coleman, who had 4 catches for 132 yards and a touchdown to help the Falcons improve to 4-1. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz experienced his first pro loss despite throwing for 238 yards and 2 touchdowns in a tough 24-23 loss in Detroit. Matthew Stafford threw for 3 touchdowns to stake the Lions to a 21-7 lead, but the Eagles stormed back behind Wentz before Matt Prater hit a 29-yard field goal with a minute 28 left to put Detroit ahead for good. In Green Bay, Jordy Nelson and Devontae Adams each had highlight reel touchdown catches while the Packers built an 11-point halftime lead in a 23-16 win over the New York Giants. The Cowboys leaned on the Zeke and Dak show once again as the rookies led a 28-14 win over Cincinnati. Ezekiel Elliott became the first Dallas rookie with 3 consecutive 100-yard rushing games, finishing with 134 and 2 touchdowns on just 15 carries, while Dak Prescott threw for a touchdown, ran for another, and finished with 227 passing yards as the 4-1 Cowboys earned their 4th straight win. The Steelers ripped through the Jets' defense as Ben Roethlisberger passed for 380 yards and 4 touchdowns in a 31-13 rout over New York. Marcus Mariota threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another as Tennessee beat Miami 30-17. Buffalo picked up its 3rd straight win since an 0-2 start as Tyrod Taylor threw for 2 touchdowns and LeSean McCoy shredded the Rams' defense for 150 yards on 18 carries in a 30-19 win at Los Angeles. A game was tied at 16 until Nickel Roby Coleman brought back an interception 41 yards for a touchdown that put the Bills ahead to stay. The Bills benefited from turnovers as Roby Coleman snared a pair of Case Keenum interceptions, and Todd Gurley lost a fumble, miscues that dropped the Rams to 3-2 on the year. The Raiders are 4-1 after Amari Cooper had 6 receptions for 138 yards and a touchdown in a 34-31 triumph against the Chargers. Michael Crabtree's 21-yard scoring grab put the Raiders ahead for good late in the third quarter. Phillip Rivers was 21 of 30 for 359 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions for the 1-4 Chargers, who botched the snap on a potential game-tying field goal with 2 minutes left. Washington picked up its third straight win since an 0-2 start as Kirk Cousins completed 29 of 41 passes for 260 yards and a touchdown in a 16-10 verdict over the 3-2 Ravens in Baltimore. And Colts quarterback Andrew Luck threw a 35-yard scoring pass to T.Y. Hilton with 3:43 left in the Colts' 29-23 win over the Bears. Broncos coach Gary Kubiak experienced flu-like symptoms, and he was taken from the stadium to a hospital by ambulance following Denver's loss to the Falcons yesterday. A team spokesman said Kubiak was transported as a precaution about 45 minutes after the game. Kubiak had a health scare in 2013 when he was coach of the Houston Texans, collapsing at halftime at a game against the Colts. He was diagnosed with a mini stroke, but was back on the sideline just 10 days later. On now to baseball, where the Toronto Blue Jays are the first team to reach the American League Championship Series following their 3-game sweep of the Texas Rangers. Josh Donaldson raced to the plate on a throwing error by second baseman Rougned Odor in the bottom of the 10th inning to give the Jays a 7-6 victory over Texas. Odor was trying to complete an inning-ending double play when he bounced his throw to first, allowing Donaldson to take off. Donaldson led off the 10th with a double after delivering an RBI double in the third inning. It was the second run-scoring miscue by the Rangers, who also allowed Troy Tulowitzki to come home on a passed ball by Jonathan Lucroy in the 6th inning. The Blue Jays rallied after squandering a 5-2 lead. Edwin Encarnacion smacked a 2-run homer, and Russell Martin added a solo shot at the bottom of the first for Toronto's 3-1 lead. Encarnacion's RBI single in the third put the Blue Jays ahead by 3, but the Rangers surged on top on Odor's 2-run homer in the 4th inning and a 2-run double by Mitch Moreland in the 6th. Elvis Andrews also homered for the Rangers, who were knocked out in the division series by the Jays for the second consecutive year. Roberto Osuna worked 2 perfect innings of relief to get the victory. Matt Bush struck out 5 over 2/3, 2 2/3, but he did take the loss. The Washington Nationals have earned a split of the first 2 games in their National League Division Series with the Dodgers, before those 2 teams will now head to L.A. for Game 3 today. Jose Lobatone and Daniel Murphy sparked the Nats' attack in a 5-2 comeback win over the Dodgers. Los Angeles owned a 2-0 lead until Lobatone launched a 3-run homer with 2 outs in the 4th inning off of loser Rich Hill. Murphy added a pair of RBI singles and was 3-for-3 to help the Nationals overcome a shaky outing by starter Tanner Rourke. Washington's bullpen came through with 4 2/3 scoreless innings after Rourke was reached for 2 runs, 7 hits, and 3 walks. The Dodgers didn't get a hit against Nationals relievers until Justin Turner's 1-out single in the 9th off Mark Melancon, who picked up the save. Corey Seager homered in the top of the 1st for the 2nd straight game, but the Dodgers were unable to hold the lead after posting a 4-3 victory in the opener on Friday. Game 3 will have rookie Kenta Maeda on the mound for the Dodgers against Nats lefty Gio Gonzalez. The Indians and the Red Sox were rained out for Game 3 of their American League Division Series in Boston. Both managers are leaving their rotation intact, with Cleveland's Josh Tomlin starting the makeup game today against Clay Buchholz of the Bo Sox. The Indians took the first 2 games of the series in Cleveland, winning the opener Thursday before posting a 6-0 shutout on Friday. Also tonight, the National League Division Series between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants will continue as those 2 teams head out west to San Francisco for Game 3. It's a dream pitching matchup tonight as Madison Bumgarner, one of the most clutch post-game pitchers in recent history, will take the hill tonight for the Giants, and he'll face the defending Cy Young Award winner, Jake Arrieta of the Cubs. The Cubs are up 2-0 and can clinch a spot in the National League Championship Series with a win tonight. In racing news, 6-time Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson has advanced to the round of 8 for the first time since the elimination format began 2 years ago. Johnson did it by winning the rain-delayed event at Charlotte Motor Speedway, leading a race-high 155 laps before finishing just ahead of Matt Kenseth. Johnson broke a career-worst 24-race losing streak as he claimed his third win of the season. Chase Elliott stayed with Johnson through most of the race before an accident caused him to finish 33rd. Elliott was one of five Chase drivers to end up 30th or worse. Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick both had engine issues. Austin Dillon was in an accident. Joey Logano had tire problems. And Martin Truex Jr. had an electrical malfunction on board his vehicle. That's Check of Sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.